Welcome to Black Armada Tales, an actual play podcast. My name is Josh Fox. My pronouns are he, him. I will be your keeper.
Hello, I'm Becky Annison. My pronouns are she, her, and I will be playing Gabby the Surge, and her pronouns are also she, her.
And I'm James Torrance. My pronouns are he, him, and I will be playing Azure Wings, the last, whose pronouns are also he, him.
Hi, folks. I'm Nick Bate. My pronouns are he, him. And I'm playing the Viscount Greaves, who is the Shade. His pronouns are also he, him.
Hi, my name's Sue Elliott. My pronouns are she, her. I'll be playing August Nye, the Found, whose pronouns are also she, her.
And today we are here to play Apocalypse Keys by Jamila R. Najadi.
Hello, I'm Josh Fox, editor of the podcast and GM of our Apocalypse Keys game. We're having a great time creating Black Armada Tales, and we hope you're enjoying listening to it. If you like what we're doing, and you'd like other people to hear about it, please consider rating and reviewing the podcast. A 5-star review will make a big difference to whether people are able to find the podcast. We'd also love it if you joined us on Twitter. The podcast account is B Armada Tales. That's letter B, followed by Armada Tales. We'd love to hear what you think of the podcast.
I know that we've been putting this off, team, but... Do we need to theorise?
You keep talking about it like you're definitely going to do it early, if not sooner.
That's because everything just keeps going so very badly wrong.
Yes. Keep touching those dice. That's your trouble.
Oh, no. How many clues have we got, Nick?
We have 8 clues. We would be rolling flat to unlock Doom's door. I feel like you might have been right, Becky. I feel like this might be the perfect moment.
Yep.
Perfect moment it ain't, but it might be the only moment you're going to get.
Narratively perfect, if not mechanically perfect. That's 8 clues away from now, I think, the mechanically perfect version. So is it worth me either going through the questions we might want to answer to solidify the theory, or going through the keys, or both? The first one. Is that both?
Both.
Okay, cool.
Probably both. I'd lean towards going through the keys. Both is good.
Okay, so the questions we should consider to help solidify a theory are, who or what is the Harbinger? What is the Ancient Door of Power? How will the Harbinger unlock the door? Who or what are they using to unlock the door? I think the answer to that is clearly August. What is beyond the door? And have we accounted for all the keys? So, you know, basically, who is it? Where's the door? How are they going to open it? And what's on the other side? Now, the keys. I wrote a short essay with each of the keys. I will now not read those short essays. So the keys are a blueprint of Division HQ with a void in the middle, moving shadows in a bunker-like space, dark secrets of Division members, collections of books documenting the lives of the agents in exquisite detail, someone who has scratched the words "don't forget" into a floppy disk sitting in a disk drive, in August's voice the phrase "I don't have much time before the next reset," a soul reassignment machine, including a big manual covered in dust and cobwebs with a set of instructions for operating the device, and the painting with a bleeding void in its center.
Well, I think it all seems very clear, doesn't it, now you lay it out like that? So I have an idea about the Harbinger.
Yeah?
Okay.
I think that this place is doppelganger central. Right? Yep. So I think the Harbinger is the oldest witch's doppelganger. Because I think we can do a lot with that.
A mean oldest witch.
Slightly differently flavoured oldest witch. I feel like the one we've got is... Maybe it's the nice oldest witch.
Okay. Do we have any clues that back that up?
Some of these clues are so weird. Surely yeah. We can just like...
The rules say encourage... the players to explain leaps of inspiration in different ways. Maybe the PC has seen something like this years ago when the Division sent them to the Australian outback. So, like, to a certain extent, you are free to just make
Is there
shit
a lot
up.
Of this stuff in the Australian outback?
You have no idea. It's the reason why I don't live there anymore.
The little scene, Crocodile Dundee 3. And in 17 countries. Okay, my
thinking, which doesn't, was sort of orthogonal to what you were saying, really. So we got this cluster of clues that are about like division agents, right? We've got the secrets of the division members. We've got the books documenting the lives of the agents. Maybe a don't forget. You could scratch into a floppy disk. You could link into that. You say it's about, you know, records they need to remember. And I guess we've got this sort of duplicate August, which again ties back specifically to this idea of division agents. Then we've got other clues like the void in the middle of Division HQ, the moving shadows, which I feel are quite malleable. You could fit those into a lot of different kinds of theory.
I feel like the void is screaming out, I'm the gate, I'm the door. I can hear it. Can you hear it, James? Saying, I'm the door.
It's adorable.
It's me.
So I guess what I'm saying is it may be useful to think about something that's about the sinister secrets of division members and work out from there.
Ooh, I might have something.
Yep.
But I've already spoken many words on this theorising. If other people have got ideas, you should jump in.
It does feel like this house contains like the shadow version of ourselves, and that includes the shadow version of the division. So all the nasty, icky, you know, we've got vengeful ghosts, we've got, you know, dark histories, we've got a mean August. There's something kind of, I don't know if that's what you were heading towards as well, Becky, or if you had something else.
I think that can fold in very nicely with where I was heading, which is that the doppelganger oldest witch has been riffling through the house to find the best candidate to be their harbinger. And the house is a good place to riffle through because all the darkest secrets of the agents, all of their lives are written down here. So if you wanted to find the best person to help you bring about the apocalypse, I mean, honestly, if you wanted to find the best person to bring about it, would not the personnel files of the division be the best place to look? And that's where they found August.
This sounds good to me. Are you saying, so I think, are we saying that August is the harbinger, or are we saying the oldest witch is?
No, we're saying doppelganger August is the harbinger.
Yeah, sure. No.
Deconstructed August.
I mean, the oldest witch could be the harbinger, and deconstructed August could be the who or what they're using to unlock the door.
Sorry, maybe that's what I meant. Yes, the oldest witch is the doppelganger oldest witch is the harbinger, and she used the fact that the oldest house keeps the records of the shadow nature and the shadow secrets of the division to riffle through to find her best bet for opening the door, which is doppelganger August.
So we've got this key about saying in August's voice, I don't have time before the next reset. So that seems like a thorny thing to... I mean, it could be that the house regularly lapses into chaos like this, and then, you know, its mystical eldest powers pull it back together again, and perhaps this process... maybe the doppelgangers long existed here, and the process of regularly lapsing into chaos is what has, you know, driven them to their state, and that was a former version of Mean August that wasn't so mean before she got reset a few times and, you know, left her horribly changed. I don't know.
It feels to me like that's like the next reset is a kind of life cycle of the house, and it's a critical moment which makes the opening of the door possible or something like that.
Oh, I do like that.
Mm.
Admit it's a vulnerable moment that can be taken advantage of by the harbinger, something like that.
That's excellent.
I'll just remind you that way back at the beginning of this investigation, you entered a room with a bunch of printers, which gave you warnings saying, go no further, division is ours, the apocalypse on our terms. And then you also got some handwritten messages that said, help us, you almost made it last time, please don't give up, and similar.
But they're not technically keys, are
not
they?
Not keys.
No, I'm just reminding you in case you think it might be relevant.
You know, I
was going to say, I like the idea this isn't the first time we have tried to save the house, and that we're in a time loop that we don't remember. because I freaking love time loop stories. I just love them.
Oh, I'm going to watch so much Star Trek after.
So, yeah, I feel like there's one clue that we haven't quite got to yet, maybe which is the soul reassignment machine. And I'm wondering if maybe that has something to do with these resets. Maybe that's the... Josh is having an idea. And I think Josh, is there any rule that says you can't participate in this theory?
No, I'm encouraged to take part if it helps. No, I just had when you said soul reassignment machine, I suddenly thought, oh, the house has got a soul, doesn't it? Like that the heart of the house is the oldest witch's soul or something. It's probably nothing. It just occurred to me that reassigning the house's soul would be quite cool.
Okay, so hang on. Walk me through this again. Where we're at here is the Harbinger is the oldest witch. The evil oldest witch is the Harbinger, who is using August, has been rifling through this dark reflection of the division to find the tool, the ideal tool for opening the door. Mm-hmm. And that ideal tool is Mean August. And the kind of falling into chaos that we're seeing happening in the house is a thing that happens regularly and results in some sort of reset, which could perhaps be this soul reassignment, maybe.
I kind of want soul reassignment to be a play on the idea of agents being assigned to missions. James looks like he's eating a lemon.
No, that's just a go-on sort of expression.
Well, it's as far as I got, to be honest. But I feel, because everyone keeps saying reassignment, and it just makes me think of people in the division being reassigned to missions and jobs and roles. And I just wonder if there's some kind of cool, funky pun that we can do. Love a pun.
The manual for the soul reassignment machine was covered in dust and cobwebs, implying it hasn't been used.
When was the last time you picked up a manual for anything, though, Nick?
It's the first thing I do.
Nerd.
Yeah, let's edit that bit out, Josh. Could we cut?
So our last clue is the bleeding void in the painting, and maybe one could just say that that's a representation of the void in the heart of the house, which is the door that the Harbinger will open, and it's just a symbolic or partly physical representation of what that looks like if you reach it.
Yeah, I think so. But and also I kind of like that in that painting there are three agents in conversation about something, and one August.
Yeah, and one August
doing something with a device, with a game, which seems to me to back up this idea that Mean August is the tool for unlocking the door.
I kind of want the soul reassignment machine to be able to be used to swap souls between the doppelgangers in different reflections of reality, to kind of flip people into the mirrorverse, sort of, if you like, or back again and things like that.
So it's the tool that the Harbinger is using to produce these mobile dark echoes, or did you have something else in mind?
I think that the Harbinger can be using it to do that, but I think maybe that's not what its original purpose was. Its original purpose was maybe to send division agents on missions through the mirror, if you like, through dimensions into the doppelganger dimensions. That seems to be the sort of thing the division might do and think it was perfectly acceptable to start swapping people's souls around, doesn't it?
If that were the case, would there be anything to stop the mirror universe trying to use it in exactly the same way to get into our universe and take over the body of somebody from our universe with a mirror?
Well, maybe that's exactly what happened.
Or what's happening is that what the house is trying to do is what the evil oldest witch is trying to do is overwrite this reality's division with its dark echo or something.
I don't know if it's overwriting. I feel like maybe it's opening the gate so that the mirror universe can come through and take over this universe and rule both universes.
Does that have we got it?
I need to look at the list of clues. That's what I'm trying
well,
to do.
Well, yeah,
right
I'm now. Well, what I'm going to try and do, and I'm going to have to mute myself so that you don't hit keys all the time, is try and summarize that because it's the only way I can in the Google document. It's thrilling radio, folks.
Don't worry, I'll cut out all the long silences and keep the total gibberish. Oh, the blueprint of Division HQ has a void in the middle and the painting has a void in the middle.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah. So that was why I was suggesting that those, you know, both refer to the same thing, which is also the gate.
Oh, yes, sorry. I didn't understand what you were saying, but now I understand what you're saying. So the blueprint of Division HQ with a void in the middle is a metaphor?
What, one of them's a metaphor? Or maybe they're both metaphors?
Everything's a metaphor, isn't it?
I feel like maybe we're missing a how here. How will the Harbinger unlock the door? We know what. We know where the door is. I think we know what's on the other side. The door is this void.
Don't forget that Gabby stepped onto the other side of the door when she used her power. And that is when she found the books with the lives of the agents. I'm not sure what that says about your theory, really, to be honest. It's just the thing that I noticed just now.
Maybe they're the Mirror Universe agents' files.
On you? Or on themselves?
Why would you chuck a hand grenade into the conversation like that, Josh?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's hard.
I didn't feel that we had up till now an idea of what was beyond the door. We just had an idea of what the door was in some general sense, that it was this void at the heart. Literal or metaphorical void at the heart of HQ and or in the painting. So if what's beyond the door is a library with a lot of information about division agents, then clearly the doppelganger oldest witch, who we thought already had that, actually wants that, and she wants that in order...
Oh no.
No, I think it still works that is the mirror universe. And then there... version of the mirror universe, they're keeping tabs on the division agents in this universe via the mechanism of these books, and they are trying to open a permanent gateway so they can invade. It's a classic Star Trek plot, as Sue alluded to earlier.
Maybe their version of the soul reassignment machine doesn't use tapes, it uses books.
I was half typing, half listening, so forgive me if I missed something pivotal there, but maybe that's what... Maybe the division on our side is watching them and has been using the soul reassignment machine to send us over as needed to do what division agents do. They've been watching us and maybe even doing the same thing, but this is the moment at which they break that swapping and turn it into an invasion.
Mm. And doesn't it put a deliciously different complexion on Azure Wing's last mission in here that went so terribly wrong? Maybe your memories of that mission are completely corrupted, and what really happened is something very different. Also love memory corruption plots.
Excellent.
Maybe you're not the real Azure Wings at all.
Oh, man.
Maybe that's why you broke up with Gabby.
Oh, wow. The real Azure Wings is still loves you, and he can remember what the deal is with the extent of feathers on Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, he's sounding like the superior Azure Wings, to be honest.
So hang on. There's too many universes now. So the mirror universe is beyond the gate?
Yes,
the oldest house is not itself the mirror universe. It is a liminal space between... regular and mirror universes, via which either may be reached by dint of the void, and they've got a mirror oldest house on their side of the void.
None of this sounds unreasonable.
Each of these has at least one August.
Yes.
You know, I haven't really been having quite enough sleep recently, but I think I've never been in a state where I've had enough sleep for this shit, so whatever.
I like the idea of there just being one oldest house that spans the two universes.
But if that's the case, why are there two oldest witches?
Oh, shit.
Well, one of them's that... Yeah, no, I think that question is a valid question. Like, if there's one oldest house, there should be one oldest witch, right?
Well, so
okay. Well, maybe it's the oldest witch's younger sister.
I mean, why is it not just the oldest witch?
Well, like her niece, their niece.
Say that again.
Why is it not just the oldest? Why can it not just be the oldest witch who's been with us the whole time?
That's a good point.
Maybe she's been playing us every time she's been like, something bad is happening in the house. I need your help to sort it out. Mm. I'll help you get August back.
Well, she's been they've been leading me on a merry chase around the house. Maybe they've been stalling for time.
Maybe that's why she's so pissed off that I've destroyed the house, because I will have stopped the gate from opening.
We haven't seen the oldest cat since we got in here either.
That's more of an oversight on my part. I did think about bringing the oldest cat in at one point. I was like, no, it's been too long.
They're never there when you want them to be. Though,
they'll probably be like, what's this, a cat? I don't remember anything about a cat.
So
they're asleep in a mirror laundry basket somewhere.
So have we got to a place where the oldest house is in fact Berlin?
What?
The oldest house is Berlin.
Yeah, yeah. It's where all the Cold War shit goes on between the two universes.
Okay.
So if that's the case, who does that make the oldest witch? Is the oldest witch Mikhail Gorbachev?
I don't think
1970s Bowie.
We don't need to push Berlin too far. I kind of wish I hadn't said it there. No, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is that this is the turf on which the two sides can carry out their war. But what's going to happen now is breaking down the barrier that stops it from spilling out into...
Yeah, so if the oldest house is Berlin, and we know that the oldest witch is kind of also the soul of the oldest house, you could argue that the oldest witch is also Berlin and doesn't want a wall on them anymore, so wants to tear it down.
Yeah, so, because in this... Yeah, the weak point in what I'm laying out here is why is the oldest witch the harbinger in that case?
I mean, to be fair, before you even contemplated any clues, the start of this conversation was Becky saying, "I think it should be the oldest witch. I think it should be a doppelganger of the oldest witch. I just think that would be good."
As you know, we had to start somewhere.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm just saying, like. You
didn't see anybody else leaping in to try and untangle that fucking mess.
You could remove that bit and replace it with something else if you wanted to.
Well, I mean, I think that's what's got us into this trouble. We have removed that bit and replaced it with something else, which is that there is only one oldest witch. And then suddenly...
Josh, you're going to have to edit the shit out of this, because I do not think it's going to be very interesting for people to listen to at this stage.
Well,
people can always skip the theorising episode if they don't like it. They probably love it. They're probably sitting there going, wow, this is so intense, I love it.
So we know that division agents have been lost here before, including this Billings.
Is Billings.
We believe division agents have been lost here before.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan, as I said, of corrupted memories.
Yeah.
And I like that because the disc that said "Don't forget" kind of speaks to me of your memory is not reliable.
We're almost there. Which is why I've been trying to write this out.
Okay. So what's missing?
We are agreed that the tool that the Harbinger is using to open the door is Mean August.
Yes.
We are agreed that the door is this void sphere thing at the heart of the division.
Yeah, when we say that, I was assuming it was the heart of the oldest house version of the division.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
I think that we are also agreed that the house regularly falls into chaos and somehow resets itself, and that point of resetting is the perfect time to breach the gate.
I would like to suggest that point of resetting also involves a memory reset for anybody who is in the house at the time.
Yeah.
Hence that don't forget floppy disk, and it also gives us a bit of leeway. I like the idea that this isn't the first time that we've been running through this mission. It might be the fourth or the eighth or the hundredth.
Yep.
I hope the other ones went better than this one.
No, this is the one where we crack it.
Yeah.
This is the one where we crack
it. Yeah, this is by definition.
And if we don't make this roll in 5 minutes, because that's when I turn into a pumpkin, Josh is going to reset and we have to play out this entire scenario from the beginning again.
So, up until this point, the two divisions on either side... So, on the other side of... I think we're agreed that on the other side of the door is a mirror universe with all of the horrendous, awful versions of us, because we're such shining exemplars of something. Yes. I don't know why.
No, we're the bad universe. That explains the beard.
And the two divisions, this is the bit where we start to move past the bits where I think we're entirely agreed. The two divisions have been trading agents back and forth.
I might have missed that bit of the theorizing. When we say trading, do we mean in a kind of, you know, exchanging pawns kind of a way, or in an exchange student kind of a way?
No, I thought this might have something to do with the soul reassignment machine, is what we were saying. Like, the point was that up until this point, except in the oldest house, where we can go at it hammer and tongs, the soul reassignment machine allows us to flip souls between the mirror dimension and there. So we can bring one of them over here and send one of us over there.
It's like a kind of fast travel type thing.
Okay.
And the point is that by breaching the door, people can come through rather than just that swap.
Right.
And that will allow them to dominate both sides of the door rather than just, like, essentially invade. This is the bit where we're stretching a bit, so stop me if you...
I'm still in agreement with this, but I want to hear from James and Sue and Josh.
So are the doppelgangers that we've been encountering thus far from the Mirror Universe? Okay, so they can get through to the oldest house, but only with the opening of the gate will they be able to get through from the oldest house to our universe. Okay.
Actually, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm overcomplicating it by sending things over to other sides of the gate through soul reassignment. Maybe the soul reassignment machine just brings us here so that we can fight the war, this cold war here in the house. And they're sick of fighting the cold war in the house.
So it is a pun about assigning agents to missions.
Hey.
So we were already soul assigned and reassigned, and that was how we got here, but we forgot because of either time loops, or that's just how the soul reassignment machine works. You don't remember being soul reassigned.
Nobody's opened the damn manual. If you just read the manual.
Wait, so are you saying your souls have been reassigned into mirror bodies and you're currently in your mirror universe bodies?
No, just we've been reassigned to the house, I think is what we're saying.
Yeah.
So the soul reassignment machine then is effectively a teleporter that gets you into the oldest house dimension.
Yes.
I see, okay.
The reassignment is a pun. I'm going to keep wagging this dead dog. Is a pun on assigning agents to missions. We have been reassigned to the oldest house.
I think all of this makes the sort of tortured sense that a good Apocalypse Keys theory should make. I don't understand how the dark secrets of division members and the collection of books documenting the lives of the agents in exquisite detail fit into your theory.
Ah, I think that's because you weren't listening. But that's okay, I'll go over it again.
I was listening, but there was a lot. It is a lot, okay?
The oldest witch is the Harbinger, and she has spent a very, very, very long time searching for the perfect tool to open the gate. And to do that, she's been sifting through the lives of the division's agents to find someone they would be able to use to do that. And she found August.
All right, I got it. So, what are the answers to the questions?
Which brings us to the very last point, I think, and the last hole. And this, Sue, this is your moment. Why does the oldest witch want to bring all this down? Why has she decided she wants to open the gate so that the other side can invade us?
I mean, if my home was being used as a battleground, I'd be quite cross about that as well, I think.
What you're saying is that they don't, the oldest witch, they don't really give a shit who wins. They just want everyone out of their house.
Yeah, it's basically, get off my land. Apocalypse style.
But the side effect will be a massive apocalyptic war between dimensions.
Sounds right.
We cracked it. I think we did it, team.
Just make sure you roll well.
Yeah, I was going to say, just to be clear, if we blow the roll, which cannot be modified, right, then we have to start this whole process all over again and come to a different one.
Then it resets. It resets.
Oh, fuck.
I forgot it can't be modified. That's rough, that is.
Ah, come on, it'll be fine.
So, have you answered the questions?
Who or what is the Harbinger, the oldest witch? What is the ancient door of power? It is this void at the heart of the oldest house. how will the Harbinger unlock the door using Mean August Waves hands?
Yep.
Yep. Who or what are they using to unlock the door? Well, Mean August. What is beyond the door? A mirrored dimension. Dark reflections of ourselves. Darker reflections. And have you accounted for all the keys? Well, yes, he says confidently.
Yeah, I think we
Okay, I think you had better roll.
Who wants to do the honors?
Not me.
I feel like it should be Sue, because Mean August is
Oh my god.
100% should be Sue.
I did such a horrible roll earlier.
Got your bad luck out, over and done with.
2d6. It's a 9!
Oh! Yes. I'm so happy.
Yay!
I feel exhausted now.
So, we know exactly where it is and how to unlock it. In addition, the Keeper will present an opportunity to protect what matters most, take down the Harbinger, or otherwise drive back the apocalypse. Yes.
Thank you for listening to Black Armada Tales. We've been playing Apocalypse Keys by Jamila R. Najadi. You can find out more about Apocalypse Keys at evilhat.com/home/apocalypse-keys. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast and join us on Twitter, where we are BArmadaTales. If you're struggling to find a pen to write all that down, you can find that information and more in the show notes. See you next time.
I like to start work early, like preferably 8 o'clock, preferably earlier if it wasn't for having to look after the kids, but the earlier I can start, the better. And then I can finish a smidge earlier and squeeze in a bit of yoga or something at the end of the day. I'm an early person, and it's just, I know, I revolt, Josh. I am against nature, and Raffi is against nature, and Athena and Josh would like to lie in forever, and there's me and Raffi at like 6:30 in the morning. Going, come on! I'm ready for the day! Let's do this, fuckers! And everybody hates us.
I fundamentally don't understand evening, like nighttime people. Like, it seems to me like the world is designed to grind you down. So when you get up in the morning... And it hasn't started grinding yet.
Yeah.
I'm at my best. By the time the afternoon has come, it's just been pummeling me for 6 hours.
Yeah.
So how do you get better as the day goes on?
So, that... I hope you are recording right now, James, and I bet you aren't. So getting up in the morning... I have to recover from having been asleep, right? So I'm still partially asleep, and sometimes that can last for as long as until midday.
6 hours, yeah.
Right? No, not 6 hours. When the fuck do you... I don't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Are you mad?
No, that's
me. I have to
get
up at 7 because my children make me, but I wouldn't fucking do it if I had any choice in the matter.
Do you remember in lockdown I was posting all of those, I finished my yoga and I'd like finished it by like 6:40 in the morning because I'd already been up for since 5:30 in the summer.
So go to work grinds me down. I will give you that. And by 5 o'clock I could be feeling quite, you know, quite tired and not really into it anymore. But if you give me a few hours of kind of recovery time, I will then pick up again, right? And then, and why would I go to bed at that point? That's crazy. Let's keep going while the going's good. And maybe, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, say, then maybe we have to admit that it's time to go to sleep. That's how I operated at university anyway. Did all my best work at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Whereas I, at university, literally never pulled an all-nighter, not once.
I never pulled an all-nighter. Why would I do that? I've already done my best work by 2 o'clock. There's no need to do an all-nighter.
There's only 4 more hours left. You may as well just push through.
What did that? No, I just told you I didn't get up at 6 o'clock. Oh, get up at 10, 11 maybe?
These days I try... No, I shouldn't say this in public. These days I try and get up at 5:30 because it gives me a solid chunk of time in the morning to before everybody starts trying to grind me down.
I can't cope with that in the winter.
Yeah, it's harder in the winter, no question.
But in the summer, yeah, definitely. 5:30 is a sweet spot, 5:36. Then I can have, like, I don't know, 10 or 20 minutes of waking myself up to the world and kind of crack on with some yoga.
I mean, if I woke up at 5 o'clock, or whenever you said, I mean, it's all the same, once you get for a certain hour, then I would need a lot more than 20 minutes to wake myself up to the world. There are times when I have to do this. So, like, going to catch a plane to wherever and having to get up early in the morning, I feel so bad. I feel physically like, I don't know, like I've just suffered a traumatic breakup, or like I'm badly hungover, or like somebody has beaten me in a fist fight. That is how I feel if I'm forced to get up at like 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And my body stops working properly as well.
And I guess that's how I feel at midnight. So
I mean, maybe what this is, maybe this is actually evolution in action. Like, you're the guy who is supposed to watch the camp in the morning.
Yeah, I fight the morning lions.
And I'm the guy who's supposed to watch the camp late at night. And there are probably some other people who are like ideally suited to doing the middle of the day shift. And that thus the tribe is perpetuated.
And yet somehow we end up with officers that want us to be in there from 9 to 5.
Well, it's because they're all run by the middle of the get day crowd, aren't they? That's the trouble. Fuckers have taken over. No, but I agree, like, it's not good. It doesn't make sense to me. There's a lot of jobs where it's not really necessary to, I think.
Well,
if
yeah.
people are a bit more sort of efficient about organising their meetings, you do the meetings right in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And then you get to do your work with no meetings at the beginning of the day, and I'll do mine at the end of the day.
Yeah, we have core hours. It's probably you do too. 10 to 3.
Yeah. Yeah, but the number of meetings doesn't stay confined to the core.
We try, but you know. So, but they always, for us at least, they always end up getting put at the front of the day. And I understand why. I understand that people have parenting responsibilities in the afternoon. They have to get the kids from school. And so, you know, it's harder to occupy that time. But there is a little bit of me that gets a little bitter about that.
How does that interfere with core hours, though?
So we try and not to move outside of core hours. But if people are going to choose one direction to move outside of core hours, they move earlier rather than later. Because they've got to pick their kids up in after school. Whereas they've dropped their kids off before core hours. Because, you know.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I have no answer to that. Mm. But there isn't really a...
Completely rearrange the education system around my preferred working habits, I think, might be the...